Yecheskel, Perichav Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Le'ilu Nishmas, Marino HaRav, Avram Nisanel, Ben Shalomo, for Refuah Shleima, for those who need Refuah Shleima. We are now deep into degradation of the best of the Jewish people in Yerushalayim. And unfortunately, if these are the best, that doesn't say much about us as a nation. We have become, Rabbi Breuer says, totally depraved in their physical pleasures and sexual habits. They no longer heed the divine admonitions that should have taught them the importance of safeguarding the integrity and welfare of their fellow man. Once you don't observe the chukim, you quickly disregard the mishpatim, and everything falls to pieces. They're both linked in these psukim, that we violate both. The ishes, ishes reyehu asa toeva. One man commits an abomination with his neighbor's wife, being intimate with her while she's married. Is that consensually or not? Well, it sounds like the man is the aggressor in this pasuk, so I would say possibly not. We know that the men were being aggressive in the previous pasuk with female relatives, with nidos, so it sounds like it's desire unchecked by any kind of moral, ethical concern to pull you back. The ish es kalosoti me vizima. Another man incestuously defiles his daughter-in-law, forcing her into incest, from the Suda's David says. Vishasacho sovasoviv inovach. And another man rapes his sister, the daughter of his father, like Amnon and Tamar, an untouched young woman who is initiated into this behavior through violence and rape. And these are Jews we're talking about here. There was a story in the paper that just came out the past week that gangs of Pakistani men in England have been abducting young girls as young as 11, 12, 13, and raping them, gang raping them in groups. And the police have been complicit in calling it a cultural value that they don't want to indulge, they don't want to stop, because it's going to cause racial tensions. And so there was a story, all of it quashed since 2014, of a 13-year-old girl in a house alone with seven adult men. She was drunk, she had been violated, and the police arrested the girl for public lewdness. And not one of the men faced any charge of any kind. When the public authorities become corrupt and lax and even tolerant of the worst sorts of violations of behavior, what has your society come to? But this was Yerushalayim, and we're supposed to do better. And what does all this sexual immorality lead to? Unchecked, instant desire being gratified all the time without any lines. Isn't that back in Parshas Bereishis, where the sons of the powerful would rape and kidnap women of lower classes and nobody stopped them? That brings the mabul that destroys the world. Here it just leads to degradation of different kinds. Yudbeis shochad lachuvach. Bribery was taken everywhere in Yerushalayim, in you, always in Yerushalayim. Once you have no boundaries, bribery is a small thing to transgress. Laman shafachdam, so that people will die. Your kings, your princes have people executed for the sake of other people, other people's pecuniary interests, says Radak. Neshach v'sarbis lo kacht. You took usury and increased pay. You took interest. Neshach v'sarbis. So when you take interest in this illegitimate way, then you're guilty of two deoraisas, not just one. Vatevatzi re'ayich ba'oshek. And you enriched your neighbors with dishonest gain. So your friends got rich. When you got money, squeezed it out of the poor, you made your friends rich too. You found a way to share the wealth with everybody. Or you, Rashi says, you robbed your friends with afflicting them. You didn't care. Anything goes when it comes to making yourself rich. V'osi shachachacht. And of course, me, you forgot, O Hashem Elokim. You didn't trust in me. You didn't request aid from me, but you made alliances with Egypt. That was going to help you. You go to the UN and you beg for better treatment. You don't daven. You don't go to Hashem. And of course, you don't keep Hashem's rules. Yigimel v'hinehi kesi chapi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I clap my hands together. We said that before also, over the grief of everybody dying, but this is long before that happens. Hashem is clapping his hands together before the destruction of Yerushalayim, and we're not listening. Why? Al bitzeich asher osis. Because of the dishonest gain that you have occupied yourself. Rashi says that teaches us that robbery is more severe than anything else. But oshek she'oshakt min ha'aniyim. Because it's the poor people who you steal from, because they're the most vulnerable. So akti vay vikina, Rashi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moaning and groaning about this terrible behavior, but we're not listening. Val domech asher ha'yu besocheich. And over the blood guilt that is in you. The Radak says from the Medrash that Yechezkel counts out 24 different averos, but the one he ends with is robbery. That's the worst. Which is interesting, since Avodah Zarah you would think would be even worse than that. Yadalad haya modli beichim techezakno yodayich. Will your heart endure? Will your hands remain strong? Layomim asharani osach. In the days that I'm going to deal with you, that are about to come, ani Hashem dibarti v'osisi. I am God. I have spoken and I will perform. I will do. Like we mentioned before, the idea of the arthritic man who can't grip anything anymore. You were gripping your money bags very tightly in your heyday. Tesva v'hafitzosi osach bagoyim. And I am going to scatter you among the nations. V'zerisich bo'aratzos. And I'm going to fling you out into the other lands. I'm going to make your tumah disappear completely from you. Because when you become the shtetl yid, always under the threat of a pogrom or being destroyed, then you're going to know that when you had power and acted with impunity, you're going to pay the price. And finally, sorry to go a little extra overtime, tazayim v'nichalt bach le'enei goyim. You will be profaned within yourself. Interesting word, v'nichalt here. You'll be profaned, made chol. You're going to lose that kedusha. Instead of being my inheritance, you're going to be your own inheritance. Before the eyes of the Goyim, the Adat, Ki Ani Hashem, and then you're going to know that I'm God. You're doing it to yourselves. You're in the process of doing it to yourselves. And you don't care, and you don't listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning you, but he is also crying out at the injustice that you are performing. And you use that as an excuse to just be worse.